Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct. He did not err. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, the reigning, the defending, 34, make it 35 years next month. The undisputed, often imitated but never duplicated, heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks. Straight up, that is me. Having a good time today. 2 hours, of course, of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number one will concentrate primarily on the sport of boxing. Hour number two, of course, will shift gears. We'll talk boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll hear from, guess who? Chris Cyborg Santos and Amanda Nunes. Of course, the battle of the chicks are going to go down. They both hate each other. They're both from Brazil. It's going to be a great fight later in the year for the UFC. Boxing-wise, lots of stuff to talk about. I'm talking about Isaac Dogbo. I talked about him yesterday. I said he was going to blow that Japanese guy out of the water. Well, he blew him out of the water in less than one round. That's right. The 122-pound champion, still undefeated, 20-0 now. At 135 pounds, the WBO title change. He has to talk about Raimundo. Ray Beltran lost his title, of course, to Jose the Sniper Pedraza in the Battle of Puerto Rico. Pedraza undefeated. They called it an upset, but man, Beltran was nothing more than a really glorified, you know, a journeyman that was Manny Pacquiao's sparring partner. Outside of that, what's his claim to fame? Not much. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your claim to fame, will you give us a call? Join us to be part of the show. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or get this, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Just text us something. You know, you don't have to get involved with the show and, like, come on the air. 415-275-1613. That's right. The Ring Talk text line once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Commander early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I say, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 was going to get him all the time, but I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound, I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. I could knock you out.
Well, who are some of the
Bernard Williker, you could get some, baby. You could get some too. Brian Boone, Jimmy Paul, Sammy Holmes, all your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. That's your time.
That's
your time. Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor, come on with it, baby. I got faker than you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby.
That's
come on with
time.
It. It's my show time.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, more ring talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Although Hector Camacho would have 85 professional fights that night in 1985, August 10th to be exact, a 12-round win over Jose Luis Ramirez at the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas was his zenith, in my opinion, no doubt about that. Now, the man that was interviewing him, the Harlem Heckler, was the godfather himself, Larry Merchant. Hey, Larry, I gave that title to Camacho, and he ran with it for years, the Harlem Heckler. That fits him, doesn't it?
Hey, he was a very good fighter, but once he got into a serious fight that he lost, he backed off and became a hit and runner.
Yep.
He was, you know, an exciting personality, one of the early guys who realized how to market himself as a personality, as a fighter. He had a good career. It didn't end well.
No, it didn't. And, you know, I did the television for his beating Ray Leonard. And, of course, Ray Leonard was way on the downside going into that. And I remember, you know, a couple of times in his career where he reached out and did some community work with me, and I thought that was really, really cool. And then there were other times. I told you about the time we was fighting in Puerto Rico, and we were at the arena getting ready to do this, and we had cut the open for the television, and the promoter comes to me and says that Camacho isn't coming. He's all coked out in his hotel room. And I said, oh, yeah? And he said, yeah. And he goes, so I guess we're not going to get paid. And when he said that, I guess we're not going to get paid, that sort of motivated me to go back to the hotel. So I went back to the hotel and drug Hector's ass to the fight.
That's a good story, but that was part of his trajectory in the wrong direction, and not unlike some other fighters, he just had nowhere else to go.
No doubt about it. Of course, passed away a couple of years ago, and he was shot they called it collateral damage. The cocaine dealer he was shooting at, they missed and got Camacho and said, okay, enough of that. I take that back. Let me deal with one more thing here. John McCain in boxing. While in a room with the now late Senator John McCain circa 1987, there were some great boxing champions in those same confines. That being said, John McCain, the tortured Vietnam POW, was the baddest pound-for-pound dude present. After a 1992 fight between James Toney and Dave Tiberi, McCain would write the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act, a strong piece of legislation, until former Senator Harry Reid of Las Vegas watered it down for the Nevada boxing establishment. When scandal arose, circa 2004 in Phoenix, the same time I pinned the tail on the donkey that is promoter Peter McKinn, who I aided in his becoming a convicted felon for crimes related to boxing. With the plethora of evidence that the then Arizona Boxing Commission was beyond compromise, McCain's aide met with me twice, but nothing ever came of the meetings. Word had it McCain was pissed off because I reminded a national radio audience in Phoenix drive time that McCain was one of the Keating Five, who were five senators in bed with Thomas Keating, the savings and loan czar that went to prison while his depositors lost everything and went to the poorhouse. Of late, McCain admitted some mistakes made in life, you know, like picking Sarah Palin to be his VP. But in the end, and this is the final bell for boxing's biggest fan in Washington, D.C., John McCain was the bravest man I've ever met, no doubt about that. Godfather, your words on John McCain?
Well, I had a couple of short visits with him. One, it was about something I was doing for HBO on a gambling bill that was making its way through Congress, and he was involved in a committee and so on. He seemed to me to be a guy who was wound really tight.
Yeah.
We know that we saw him at ringside at many big fights, that he boxed at Annapolis. But from boxing's point of view, the Muhammad Ali Act was a big, big deal because it gave fighters better leverage in negotiating with promoters who had to inform them of whatever television deals were made and what the revenues were likely to be for fights. And that gave some fighters a measure of independence. Also, once in Vegas, I saw him at a crap table, and I just stopped by to play for a little while, just so that someday I could tell you that I played craps with John McCain.
Okay. You know, I'm not knocking the Muhammad Ali boxing. I thought it was, you know, monumental legislation, no doubt about it, and it was a step in the right direction. But the fact that there's been no enforcement of the Ali Act, I mean, since 1996, nobody's ever been brought up on charges because of the Ali Act, violating any of the Ali Act, and there's been many, many, many violations that the Association of Boxing Commissions just didn't pick up on because they don't have the teeth. The teeth were to enforce these rules and laws was pulled away from them.
Well, like any law, it's only as good as it's enforced. I don't know all the particulars. Some elite fighters have been able to use it to leverage their careers and purses. But you're right. I don't think commissions universally enforce it. Sometimes because commissions are there to help promoters promote, which keeps commissions going. And if a promoter doesn't like a commission's rules, it can go somewhere else in boxing. So I'm not surprised at that either. But it tried. And I think today the managements of fighters are just better informed generally of what the sources of revenue could be for their fights, and that helps them to negotiate.
The Godfather Larry Merchant's in the house, so stick around for one more segment. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going, but the bottom line is, let's listen to them at Godfather of Soul. Talk about James Brown, Larry Merchant, back after the break.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. You know?
It's a tough phone call for us to make.
Bringing it back 24 and a half minutes past the hour, you tuned to Sports Byline. My name is Pedro Fernandez, on the line from Southern California. The retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant Larry, can you explain to my audience why the president is an unindicted co-conspirator? Is that a tough one?
He's involved in a lot of financial shenanigans going way back to his life as a real estate developer and hustler. And he's surrounded himself with people, lawyers, accountants, and others to try to shield himself from the law. You know, there are a certain number of people who I think are pathological. They're sociopaths who don't think the rules of society, the laws of society, refer to them. They are just things to overcome. And that's how he got to where he got. And we knew who he was when he was running for office, as your clip there showed. And we as a country elected him president.
But did we elect him president? Because, Godfather, the way I'm looking at the Electoral College, if there was some a little persuasion here and there, you know, by bots and that kind of good stuff on the Internet, inducing people to not vote or to vote for Jill Stein or something like that. I mean, it just stunk to holy hell. I mean, and now they say the president can't be indicted. He can't be in charge when he's in office. Well, if he got in office by cheating, how could he not be charged for the kind
of
cheating?
Well, that remains to be seen, if whether or not there was some kind of, for the general term of collusion. We don't have any hard evidence of that. And I think unless the Mueller investigation comes up with something that's explosive, that Trump will be able to delay, and depending on the political winds, which is to say what happens in the by-election, that will be more likely to be telling about what happens in the immediate future legally of the president than what the investigation it turns up, unless there are some bodies buried somewhere. But there are a battery of potential lawsuits and actual lawsuits, and there is some feeling that the only way to apply them to a president is in Congress with an impeachment, and that is a very difficult thing to pull off, particularly when the president is of the same party as the Congress.
Okay. Question. A boy named Sue, he was the most maligned guy in school, no doubt about it. But if you were named Dogbo, I imagine that you drew a lot of heat for that one, dog bone, all that kind of good stuff. But Isaac Dogbone, this 122-pounder, originally from Ghana, now fighting out of London, UK, he blew that Japanese guy out of the water last night, but he looks like he can really fight.
Well, we've seen some good fighters from Ghana.
Azuma Nelson,
Mike Cortez.
Yep.
And the British left that heritage when Ghana was one of their colonies, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, one of them materializes, and as you say, usually it's some kind of British-connected promoters who find them or they find him. And this guy looks like he's a real fighter.
Bad blood on the telephone the other day between Canelo Alvarez, a team of Canelo Alvarez, and Gennady Golovkin. And I don't mean it that they were playing it up like, you know, Ali and Frazier hamming it up back and forth. This really seemed like there was really malice for both guys just don't like each other. This is real stuff.
I agree with you. I think there is a serious bitterness. I'm not sure where Golovkin's originated because the drugs situation didn't personally mean anything to him except it just postponed the big fight for 6 months. Maybe it goes back to their first fight and the decision, and exposing some form of the character of Golovkin, the meanness underneath who he is. And it's become very personal. I've been told that Canelo feels that they have gone way beyond any lines in trying to promote this drug situation, which promotes itself. Nobody can dodge it. And so there is a hard feelings between them, and we'll see if that plays out in the fight itself. We'll see whether Golovkin feels he needs to come out really hard and maybe go from being a terrific, relentless, smart, aggressive fighter to getting a little reckless against a younger, quicker boxer counterpuncher. And how they use their anger in the fight, how they control it, how they lose control, that is part of the narrative of this fight.
Godfather, I was looking at the fight logs, and of course, heavyweight prospect F.A. Agabaga is 6-0 with 5 KOs. He was awarded a knockout when Curtis disqualification when Curtis Harper, when the bell rang, he walked out of the ring. He just split his head between the ropes and walked out of the ring. But wait, but somebody said they'd never seen that before. But here I was at the L.A. Forum, and a guy that won the Golden Gloves with me in 1986, he also won the 1988 Olympic trials. Talk about Bomani Parker. His name was Parker White back in the early 80s, but it was Bomani Parker. He was in the middle of a fight. And I was in the first row. I remember eating the popcorn, and Stuart Margolin was there from the Rockford Files, and he just jumped out of the ring, and he ran up the aisle. I'm not kidding you. And he ran out of the Forum, and he ran to that hotel across the street, the Park Hotel, wherever it was, and he ran to his room. Nobody ever saw him again.
Well, that's why we have amateur fighters fighting before they become professional. We try to find out which ones have the stuff to deal with being a professional, and sometimes that means looking across the ring and seeing some guy, who looks like King Kong, and you decide you're in the wrong place.
He said he wasn't getting paid enough money or something like that, but I think you should have sort of pitched that bitch before you got in the ring, don't you think?
That sounds like a pretty good idea.
The Godfather, Larry Merchant's now, of course, the Hall of Famer himself. And Larry, we're looking at the L.A. fight scene. Is the forum picking up? I mean, are there regular cards at the Forum I'm not hearing about?
No, you're not hearing about them because they're not happening.
Oh, okay.
And I think there are so many places.
Venues?
Venues to have fights that a promoter's job is to figure out what works, what's likely, and maybe the rent is 2 times or 4 times more at the Forum than it is at a smaller venue where a fight makes more sense to everybody, dollars and cents wise. But there is some fight coming up that's going to be there, and I don't remember which it was. It may be that Lomachenko, when he fights next in December against Pedraza, is it the guy?
Is Pedraza stepping out a little bit? I mean, you know, there's a thing called like enjoying your title reign, not jumping right into the barbecue pit with a guy like Lomachenko.
Well, but maybe that's where the money is.
Okay.
And maybe fighting Lomachenko and fighting well adds to your resume, even if you lose. You know, a fight is not just about winning and losing. Obviously, winning and losing is of high importance. But if you have a good fight and people say, I want to see that guy again, and you lose, and you haven't had that kind of big exposure on the big stage, well, then it's up to your management to decide. Also, I think it's a mandatory, but I'm not sure of that. Maybe it's a something else. And if he wants to tackle a hard guy and he thinks he's got the style to cope with him, then hey, go for it. I'm eager to go into a time frame where more fighters
step
like
up.
Mikey Garcia, who talks about fighting Spence, who would be a strong favorite to beat Garcia, but he wants to fight Spence. I want to see more fighters take chances. I want to see them. What was it that Muhammad Ali has said about wanting to be great? Daring to be great?
Yep.
I want to see fighters dare. Make big events.
The great Larry Merchant on Sports Byline. Larry, say hi to the Godmama for me.
Sure will. Have a good weekend.
Larry Merchant, folks, we are blessed with the Godfather, the HBO, man, what can I say, the Hall of Famer. I can go on and on and on and on, but each and every time I have him on the radio, I feel touched. Thank you so much. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines. We'll bring in Johnny Sig right now, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Johnny Sig, tell us about the weekend in boxing in detail. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I noticed my neighbor put a broken World's Best Dad mug in the recycling bin by his curb. So I did what anyone would do. Fixed it with some JB Weld Clear Weld Epoxy, then returned the next morning to stand in his yard and drink coffee. He and his family stared out the window at me with confusion, and underneath that, fear. And underneath that, I want to say jealous anger. But underneath that, there was also appreciation for a lesson well learned. Don't toss it, JB Weld it.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
I'm Chris Wald. I'm a truck driver.
Your car's engine deals with
13 hours a night. I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit guaranteedremovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538. Or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteedRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content.
We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Scary. When he was in his peak, he was scary. And yes, I think Flintstone vitamins were involved as well. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, celebrating 35 years of radio next month, of course, with my co-star here. I'm going to talk about the one and the only John Signorella. Johnny, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. Thanks for having me on. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Before we get to the real fights, I do want to mention this. The Bull Spit Fight of the Week. I'm talking about Pacific Northwest junior middleweight prospect Stephen Hands of Gold Villalobos. Now 10-0 with one draw and eight knockouts. Won a fight last night in an eight-round unanimous decision over Lionel Jimenez, who came in at 5-23 with four knockouts. Congratulations to Mr. Villalobos.
That was over in Portland, right?
That was in Portland. That was the main event. People paid to see that? You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. I mean, you have to be. Listen, that's one of those gigs when if I was a ring announcer, I'd say, a veteran of 30 professional fights with four knockouts. I mean, I wouldn't be saying he was 5-24.
Hey, wait, you pull a Curtis Harper and just walk out of the ring?
Curtis Harper had some issues. Hey, Bomani Parker jumped out of the ring in the middle of a fight.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a 1988 Olympic trials champion. I mean, he was the real deal, man. He could really fight. He was born Parker White across the pond here. I mean, he could really, really fight. We won the Golden Gloves together in 86, and he went off to do his pro thing. And so I guess it was about 1990. And I'm just sitting there eating, you know, chomping on popcorn, this and that, sitting ringside the forum. And he just runs out of the ring. I mean, there was no forewarning or nothing. And the last night, next time I saw him, he was in jail.
Amazing, dude. Only in boxing, you know. Like, you think you've seen it all when Oliver McCall cried in the ring, but you know what? There's always something else that can happen out there.
Okay,
huh?
let's go through the weekend. Mr. Dogbo, is that a guy, like, I referred to him with Larry Merchant as a boy named Sue. Do you think he took a lot of smack for that name?
Oh, absolutely. Tough name, you know, Dogbone, very close to Dogbone. But I tell you what, tough kid. I love this kid. I think he stole the show
the
entire weekend. Loved the body head attack that he put on Otaki. And I tell you what, dude, that left hook festival he put on him with body shots and uppercuts, just brutal stuff. And you know what? He's a great soundbite, articulate kid, great personality, exactly what boxing needs in the modern era.
True, the WBO champion at 122. Now, at 135, I wasn't all that impressed with Mr. Beltran to begin with. Talk about Raimundo Beltran. Of course, his claim to fame was being Manny Pacquiao's sparring partner. And there's not too many guys I know that have climbed to extreme significance in the world of boxing being a sparring partner. But talk to me about that.
Well, you know, last night I wasn't really too impressed with both guys. It was a decent fight. You know, I felt the knockdown for Pedraza, gave him the edge in the fight and closing the 12th round out as he did, throwing a barrage of punches at Ray Beltran. Even though some judges had it like way out of whack, like 117, 110, I think twice. But it was the type of fight that, you know, for me, moving forward, because they already sealed the deal and closed the date for December 1st against Lomachenko. I think that Pedraza would be more competitive. I mean, if Beltran was struggling against Pedraza, you know, Pedraza's boxing style, I mean, Lomachenko would run circles around him.
Yeah, but Beltran, Beltran was just being set up for that payday, and that's all there was. Everybody knew that he wasn't the full dozen.
100%, you know, and of course, I feel he deserves it. He went through a lot of trials and tribulations in his life. Pedraza gets the probably almost $1 million payday. I'm going to say like $750,000 he's probably going to get for that fight against Lomachenko, which is a great payday. But at the end of the day, you know, you have two boxers now. It might be a boring fight. But Lomachenko, no doubt, leaps and bounds, is a better boxer, bro.
Okay, Lomachenko, that's going to be at 135. Is that going to be his? Is that going to be the top? Is that going to be as high as he can go weight wise? Because you know, I just don't think he can dominate people that are his size or bigger than him.
Well, if we're regarding Lomachenko here, if you go up to 140, there are six unbeaten guys there: Regis Progre, Jose Ramirez, Antonio Orozco, Maurice Hooker, Alex Cicito, Josh Taylor as well. Bad dudes. Bigger guys. We'll see what happens. Regis Progre and Lomachenko, I think, would be a good fight if we could make that happen. Jose Ramirez, who's going to take on Antonio Orozco September 14th on ESPN. Cannot wait for that fight. That's a division I've talked about every single week, and it seems to get more and more enticing every single week as well.
You know, it's smack right. It's right smack between lightweight and welterweight, and people say to me, well, it's a 4 pound, 5 pound drop to lightweight. Why can't guys just drop 5 pounds? Or why can't guys just put on 8 pounds? People, I mean, I get more stuff on weight than as far as emails and things are concerned. You know, more stuff on weight that I put too much emphasis on weight. Man, weight is the fight to me wasn't the fight. The fight was making the weight and being strong.
Absolutely. If you look at guys at 147, right, they're usually guys that walk around at 160 to get down to 147. A lot of guys that we just mentioned right now in the 140 class, they're guys that started their career at 135 and tried to move up, which, in you know, as you advance in age, it gets easier to move up. So we're talking about different frame style guys, guys that are naturally smaller trying to move up, and guys that are naturally bigger trying to get to a good fight weight that makes them strong at 147. That's why I tell everyone this Errol Spence thing against Mikey Garcia, I think it's crazy. Because I don't get it twisted, dude. You know, Mikey Garcia is a great fighter. But Errol Spence, dude, walks around at least 160, always in good shape, but his fighting shape 147. He might actually end up being 160 by the time his career fleshes itself out.
Okay. Mikey Garcia and Lomachenko, this is the fight they should have made, and they didn't make it because, why, promoters?
I agree it should be 100% made. Mikey Garcia had a problem with Top Rank, used to be with him, long story short. Lomachenko's there now. I still think that they can make it happen. I just think Mikey's got his eyes on Errol Spence. For whatever reason, he's obsessed with getting that fight. Maybe he knows something I don't or we don't know, but, man, I think it's a tall task and tough task, tall order for him. Hello?
Al Haymon doesn't want to deal with Bob Arum, you know, and the both guys as far as Lomachenko is concerned. Of course, Mikey Garcia and Spence, they're both promoted by Al Haymon.
Pete, I lost you there for a second.
Yeah.
Could you just repeat the question? I'm sorry. I said
the reason that this fight between Lomachenko and Mikey Garcia can't be made is that the rival promoters, you know, Bob Arum's got Lomachenko, and of course,
yeah.
And Al Haymon's got Garcia, and of course Garcia and Spence are both with Al Haymon. You see how that fight's easier for him to make?
Oh, 100%. And here's what's up. Mikey Garcia considers himself to be a free agent. However, every single billing he's on is pretty much a PBC, Al Haymon, Showtime type production. So I find that interesting. But yeah, 100%. It's an easier negotiation between the two.
How good is Mikey Garcia? Is he 40-0? At 40-0, I mean, obviously he's beating everybody put in front of him. But has he been tested? Has his medal been tested? Or has it been to the point where he's so far superior? So vastly superior to his foes that it hasn't yet?
I think the latter of what you just said right there. I think he's definitely more superior than previous opponents. Maybe that's why he wants to challenge himself against like a Spence. You know, I mean, I would have picked someone else if I was him, but then again, I'm not a world-class fighter like Mikey Garcia. I think realistically, again, I'd like to see him in that 140 who's who division because, I mean, he'd be another unbeaten guy there that would look good. But, I mean, to answer your question, I think he's just, you know, in a class of his own, in itself, and top 10 pound for pound for sure.
Comparisons between Mikey Garcia and Roberto Duran and the fact that both are talking about going to welterweight. I mean, Duran went from 135 to 147. And I asked him about that. I said, man, what happened to the 140-pound championship? He said Antonio Cervantes, the WBA champion out of Colombia, he wasn't going to fight him. No way, no how. So they told the WBA, told Duran's people, forget 140, go to 147, of course, and he beat Leonard.
I tell you what, though, again, exceptional fighter in a class of his own. You know, Roberto Duran, again, I always say arguably maybe one of the best fighters of all time. And
maybe the greatest.
That's what I'm saying, 100. You know, and it takes that type of talent to achieve those wonderful things. I mean, look at Muhammad Ali, the way he boxed. That wouldn't work for everyone. You have to have a certain amount of athleticism, especially as a big man, to box like that. Works for him. Other people try it. they get knocked the F out.
Yeah, you know, and Durant was all about timing. I mean, he was out jabbing Marvin Hagler and beat Marvin Hagler with right-hand leaves and socking Ray Leonard with right-hand leaves. I mean, this is pure talent and timing, skill.
I think he invented his own type of, like, style that was obviously tried to be emulated over the years with hybrids of different types of styles. But he was definitely his own craftsman, for sure.
Freddie Brown was the trainer. Of course, Ray Arcel gets a lot of the credit, but Freddie Brown was the guy that would go down to Panama and spend 6 or 7 weeks. He was the guy that honed Durant. When Durant came to Freddie Brown, when Arleta, the people that were running Durant, brought him to Freddie Brown and Ray Arcel. Ray Arcel was a guy that came in basically at the last minute, you know, last week and a half, you know, looked good for the press and worked the corner and this and that. But Freddie Brown was a trainer. And speaking of trainers, you know, he was a fantastic teacher. And I want to say this, although I really have a problem saying it, but you know who also was probably a great teacher and still alive is Panama Lewis. I know he's a crook, and I know he took the padding out of the gloves, and he and I almost had a fist fight at the Buster Mathis-Mike Tyson fight in 1996, I think. In Philadelphia at the Spectrum, and we almost had our own get on. And Don King said to me, "Pedro, you ain't afraid of him?" No, I wasn't afraid of him. No, I wasn't afraid of him. But Don, watch this thing go down, because I told Panama, blah, 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 you should never be around boxing this thing. But still, he knows. He was taught the Freddie Brown. He learned from Freddie Brown. I don't think there's any too many guys still alive that have learned from that great guy. And if you can't pick up what those great guys left, we're destined to, you know, try to reinvent themselves. But some old school stuff works. And the Freddie Brown stuff, I thought he was an excellent trainer, man. Teaching Durant how to outbox taller guys, come on.
Yeah, like I said, dude, he pioneered and crafted his own type of style, which I always admire. You know, it stands out. It's unique. Going back to Panama, yeah, great trainer, very controversial. Remember the special mix?
Yeah, the special. He took the padding out of the gloves that night. Listen, Aaron Pryor and I didn't get high with him, but he got high. And I take it back. We smoked a little weed together. But we did a lot of hanging around in Las Vegas, and there were some times when things were real quiet, and you know, I would ask. You know, I mean, I do that. I just ask, and I said to him, I said, you know. Did Panama take the stuffing out of those gloves, you know, with Arguello the first time? Because, you know, they disappeared after the ring. I said, where are they? No, I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? I said, they were your gloves, man. I don't know. And he said, I don't know, three times in a row. In other words, don't say anymore. You know what I mean? So that was that. But, yeah. And then I asked Arguello about it, and Arguello said there was no doubt in his mind that he thought that he was getting hit a lot harder than he was. And, of course, Arguello was never busted up that bad in, like, 90 fights, man. You know, I mean, 80 fights, and he gets busted up that bad in that fight. I mean, broken, I think he had a fractured orbital bone, those cuts above and below the eye. I mean, Arguello never got busted up like that. So Pryor, could I say, Flintstone vitamins. What do you think? I was told the Flintstone vitamins were, I mean, the special mix was, what's that stuff, the schnapps, peppermint schnapps. That's what I was told it was. Is that what you heard?
Something like that, yeah. Whatever it was, it definitely lit the fire under his butt, man. And, you know, I watched that fight numerous times. Arguello was my father's favorite fighter. My father had told me that fight broke his heart, that first one.
The greatest right hand ever thrown that didn't end the fight in the 13th round there?
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Without a doubt. Johnny Siegel, join us now in number 2, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. Johnny Siegel, I'll see you in a bit.
Can't wait, buddy. See you guys soon.
All the best. John Signorelli, of course, will be talking boxing hour number 2. But primarily in hour number 2, I'm going to focus on the mixed martial arts world. Talking about UFC, baby. Rocking and rolling last night, of course. UFC in Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska. 15,000-seat arena. How many people showed up? We'll find out in hour number 2. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Janet Jackson to the break.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Mod Squad theme. God, is that retro TV or what? You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks. We're kicking it from, like, Fisherman's Wharf and the Financial District, all between that and the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. This has been hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two, after the news, of course, we'll talk mixed martial arts and bring Johnny Sig back to talk boxing as well. Straight up, lots of things to talk about in the world of mixed martial arts. How about the UFC 232, the Battle of the Broads? Can I get in trouble for saying that? Nah! Battle of the Broads, baby! Chris Cyborg Santos and Amanda Nunes, we'll hear from both of them in hour number two, but what monsteresses they are. That's right, both monsteresses. I'm telling you, Chris Cyborg Santos, she's the closest thing to a man I've ever seen in my life as far as fighting's concerned. I mean, she's a stone-cold killer. If I had a guy at 145 pounds, I'd be hesitant to put him in the same cage, ring. I'd be afraid to put him in with Chris Cyborg Santos. I've seen her throw 185-pound men around that cage, and it's just amazing how strong she really is. We'll talk about that and a couple other fights. Of course, Daniel Cormier, the heavyweight champion of the world, the light heavyweight champion of the world as well. What's he going to do as far as his title is concerned? Of course, 205 heavyweight. 205 is light heavyweight. Above that is heavyweight. Of course, knocking out Stipe Miocic a fortnight ago. Surprising me, surprising a lot of everybody. Most people thought that Cormier was like, you know, just a token opponent at heavyweight. No. The guy that won the Strikeforce Grand Prix Championship before, he was a bad dude at heavyweight before he went down to light heavyweight. Bottom line is, Danny Cormier, a bad dude. But still, he doesn't impress me. I'm not all that sold on him. I don't get off on him. I don't know why. I'm sorry. Bottom line is, we'll talk mixed martial arts, boxing hour number two, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Here's some MMA, of course. Chris Cyborg Santos will be here. Amanda Nunes will be here. And we'll also hear from the winner of last night's main event as far as UFC Fight Night concerned in Lincoln, Nebraska. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines, hour number two. You can join us live on the toll-free if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7867. 7529 or the guilt-free no commitment text line. Text us 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I'm Pedro Fernandez. This is hour number one of Rink Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two.